Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Wild Free Will podcast. At the time of recording this, we're just moving into the second month of 2023, and I have a question to pose to you. Are you moving forward with your dreams? Are you taking action towards what you said you wanted at the start of the year? And yeah, are you really like making it happen? And the reason why I am wanting to talk about this now, because obviously we're at the start of a new month and we're like, starting the second month of the new year and so on and so forth. But I think that this topic is relevant regardless of when you're coming across this podcast, simply because we tend to set goals or, you know, have dreams for ourselves. And then maybe at the beginning, we're like, you know, almost like we're rocket fuel. We're just like so full up of our dreams and we're actively chasing them and we're just so excited about making things a reality. And then over time, things shift and we lose a little bit of that momentum. Now, this absolutely doesn't have to be the case. It's kind of a discussion of like, you know, burn brightly, but don't burn out. But what I think tends to happen is that we have like really good intentions and then they just kind of just peter out because we lose a little bit of passion or we come up against an obstacle. Something kind of gets in our way. And this is a relevant conversation for this time of the year in particular because it's so tied to New Year's resolutions. Now, you and I have probably never spoken about New Year's resolutions because it's something that I tend to keep kind of private. It's something that I tend to talk about more with within like my paid programs and stuff like that. I actually have a program called The Beginning, which is all about releasing like the past year and setting intentions for the new year and so on and so forth. But just to like kind of really give you a Cliff Notes version, New Year's resolutions are complete and total bullshit. that is the express version of everything. I don't believe in them. I don't think that they're an effective way to set goals. I think that setting resolutions is the equivalent of setting yourself up for failure. But that's what people tend to do at the beginning of the year. They tend to set resolutions. And the resolutions that they set, there tends to be a lot of problems with them. I'm really not going to get into it because I hate putting like a door on topics, but this is something that I dive really deep into in my program. And so, it's not something that I necessarily feel called to talk about on the podcast. However, because we are coming up on the time where people really start to kind of peter out on their good intentions and on their resolutions. That's kind of why I wanted to have this conversation today, around this time of the year. So we tend to have dreams and goals for ourselves, and then we start to lose a little bit of momentum as time goes on because we come up against challenges, like I said, or there's a block, or, you know, you kind of maybe are going really good. You have this like really good momentum and then something kind of just happens or comes up out of the blue and it kind of throws you off your schedule. And then all of a sudden you're kind of like off the wagon and it's kind of hard to get back on. So that's one side of things. And the other side of things is having goals or dreams that like maybe don't really speak to us the way that we need them to in order to like kind of keep that motivation going, if that makes sense. And this is where this episode is going to sit, is talking about this idea of like dreams and so on and so forth, and kind of where you fall on that spectrum and what you're doing with the year ahead of you, basically with 2023. So what I want to ask you, what I want to encourage you to ask yourself is, are you dreaming big enough? So are you focusing on things that are scary and exciting? Something that is almost feels too big. It almost feels too hard to accomplish. It feels a little bit scary. And then there's also that excitement that kind of gets you fired up. And this ties in really nicely with a topic that I cover frequently on the podcast and that I've actually done an entire episode about. If you want to find it, it's like, I think episode 15 or 16, but you are so worthy of your desires. And that is such an important thing to kind of tap into, especially when we're dreaming, because there are really two sides to things. Like, having a dream and not believing that you're worthy of it basically leaves you in a space where you're never really going to accomplish it, because you do need that belief and that sense of worthiness to kind of propel you forward. It's part of what helps to create that momentum, if that makes sense. The other side of like dreaming bigger is that we tend to not be totally honest about what it is that we actually want. So when I say dream bigger, I'm not saying to dream for more. I'm saying to be really honest about what it is that you actually want. So one of the things that I ask myself, and I ask myself this in a personal sense and also as an outsider. So one of the things that I ask myself often is, I'm at an age where everybody around me is getting married and having children. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody. I mean everybody. And I know that I've worked with clients too that found themselves in a similar position. So I'm at this crossroads where I do feel a little bit of pressure, and I do feel a little bit of like this kind of questioning, like, you know, should I want that? Do I want that? And then there's a little bit of like feeling behind. And I think all of this is normal on the trajectory of life that we all go through. Like, this is kind of like a sort of rite of passage to a certain extent, where people are moving towards something and you're kind of questioning whether or not you want it. And then this could be in any way. So for me, it happens to be the marriage and children thing. In the past, for me, it's even been like the discussion of like, do I want to work in a more corporate environment? Do I want to work for myself? And obviously, you all know that I've chosen the latter. But I have had these questions with, there are these conversations with myself in multiple areas. It doesn't just have to be about relationships. It doesn't have to be about marriage and kids. It can be about your career, where, like, you know, other people are moving forward and you're like, okay, I should maybe want the promotion, but like, do I actually want the promotion? And having these kinds of conversations with yourself. But I see a lot of people now having kids and getting married. And part of me wonders if every single one of those people did those things because they wanted to, or if they also felt a certain amount of pressure, and then that pressure was the guiding force. Because a lot of times with the society that we find ourselves in, there is sort of a predetermined trajectory that we're all kind of being taken on. Especially if you are like a white cisgendered person, I think even more so. And not that that makes it better or worse necessarily, but I really wanted to highlight that like, obviously I'm speaking from that perspective, and it's not necessarily going to be the same for people who come from different cultures or different backgrounds or have different life experiences. But I do think that in general, there is this idea of like, okay, you go to school for however long you go to school, because I think the expectations there are also different depending on the culture where you come from. But you go to school and then you leave school and like, okay, it's time to get married. And then you get married and then it's like, okay, it's time to have kids. And that's kind of the trajectory that we all go through. And I think in one way or another, that's kind of like what's quote unquote expected of us, right? And so I wonder if people have had the conversation of like, you know, do I really want these things? Is this really what my path is? And then kind of making a choice based on that, or if there is a certain amount of being pulled forward by the trajectory. And why I'm asking this question, and you can apply this to anything, you know, like, do I really want the promotion? Do I really want to be in this relationship anymore? Do I really want to get married? Do I feel like I need to get married? Am I okay in my relationship if I don't? Do I actually want to have children? Do I want the lifelong responsibility that is automatically encapsulated in having children? Do I want to live in one place? Do I want to be nomadic? Do I want to travel? Do I want to like move to another city, have another experience? Like, just this constant questioning that I think is necessary when we are in this space of dreaming bigger. And dreaming bigger, again, what I mean by that is just being really honest about what we actually want. So for a period of time, I'm just going to be really honest. For a period of time, I was going through a phase where I'm like, you know, I don't actually think I want kids. And a lot of that is because women, thank God, are being so much more honest about the realities of pregnancy. And because I think that for years we were just constantly told like, oh, it's such a beautiful experience. And I'm positive that it is. I believe that it is inevitably a really beautiful experience. But nobody was talking about like the kind of side effects of pregnancy. So like, yes, you have gone through this beautiful like journey. You have literally created a human being, and you have this new person that you love more than you love life itself. And I believe that all of that is true. But there are other side effects to this beautiful experience, like unexpected hair loss and, you know, the fact that like your body is kind of being torn in two if you're a woman. There is a lot of like side effects that for a long time, I think people weren't being really honest about. And I think even the conversation of like how common, and I think a lot more common than we were thinking prior, how common miscarriage is. And thank goodness that we are having these conversations. Thank goodness. And if you are listening to this and you are one of those people who are sharing your story, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because that really was so beneficial to me. You sharing your story and inspiring other people to do so as well was really beneficial and really had an impact on my life. So thank you for what you have done and for your experience and being willing to share all that with us. But hearing these stories and like living through that reality, it really made me question for a time whether or not I wanted to have children. And I think that for a good like three, almost 4 years, I was in a space where I was like, you know, no, I really don't want to have children. And now I find that like I've gone through another shift and I'm thinking, no, you know, actually I might like to have that experience when I'm in a space emotionally, physically, and spiritually to have that experience. And I honestly don't think that I am in that space now. And so that is me being really honest about this dream of mine. Because, sorry, I should also clarify that from the age of 16 until whatever 4 years ago was, I basically was certain I was going to have children. And not only was I going to have children, but I was going to have 4 kids. And as time went on and my life took a path that I didn't necessarily plan, and it worked out beautifully. I'm grateful for everything that's happened, obviously. Like, I don't regret a single thing that has happened to me. But like, as time went on, that just became like more and more unfeasible and less likely also to happen. And then it became scary. Like, 4 people, 4 little humans, that became overwhelming to me. And I could have just held on to that dream that my little 16-year-old self had, but it no longer fit with the life that I wanted. So I actually went from wanting 4 kids to wanting only 2 kids to wanting none. And now I'm moving slowly into a space of maybe being okay with the idea of having 1 kid and kind of tapping out there, to be honest with you. But I really had to like have this conversation with myself and like question these things. And even like with the like building a business, being self-employed, there have been times where I've had to be like, okay, this is my dream. I know that this is what I want, but it's really challenging. And there is a certain amount of like, it would just be easier if I went and got a job, even if it was only for a little while. Like, do I want that? Would getting that job help me move closer towards my dream? And the answer for me has at different stages been yes and no, but it's never been something that I have fully pursued because I really like freedom too much and I like working for myself and I like making my own hours and I like being in charge of my time. And it's very difficult for me to kind of like give up on that. But the point here is to really allow yourself, obviously going back, repeating what I've already said, but getting really honest with what, like getting really honest with yourself about what it is that you want, okay? Whatever you want is totally okay. And then really allowing yourself to like want it. So clarity first, being honest and getting clear, and then giving yourself permission to want whatever that is. So one of the things, like I'll just share a couple more. Like, I wasn't sure if I wanted to get married for a while. But I have realized as time has gone on that I actually would really like the rite of passage of marriage. I would like to go through the process. I think it would be really beautiful. I know too who I am as a person. I wouldn't be able to have like a big wedding because like I would not be able to handle the stress of planning it. So that's not necessarily in the cards, but the ritual and the rite, I would actually really like to go through that. And like I've already said, you know, I want one kid. I think that like within my business, something that I'm really keen on expanding into is I would like to move into group programs. I would like to run a really holistic, heart-centered program with some really fabulous humans and take them on a journey. I think that could be really powerful and a little bit different to what I do necessarily in a one-on-one container. And like the end all for me is I absolutely want to host retreats. I absolutely want to host retreats in Italy. I want to invite people to be here. And I really, because I am Italian, because my family is from Italy, because I've lived here for almost 8 years now, I really want to mix everything I love about the culture here, everything I love about the lifestyle here with coaching and holistic living and all of that stuff. So those are my dreams, and they have been my dreams for a really long time. The retreat and the group programs more so maybe than the other things, obviously with the wave that I went through, but it has taken me a long time to really like, well, this is the first time I think I've ever said them out loud to like a broader audience, like to people who aren't closer to me. But it took me a long time to actually allow myself to want those things, because to a certain extent, they feel a little bit big. The retreat feels like, how do you even do that? How do you even go about, you know, like making that happen? And it's really just about being in the energy of your dream, not necessarily having to figure out every step, because how you do one thing is how you do everything. So how do you figure out anything at all? I mean, literally from like a math problem to something like really difficult about life, you do everything one step at a time. So the how is less important than really getting clear on what it is that you want and why you want it, right? And so like, this is kind of the reason why I'm taking you on this, like what is now becoming a really intimate journey with me, where I'm talking about like all my hopes and dreams, but I want you to really sit in this energy and assess, what the hell do I want? And like sometimes where you start with that is this idea of like, I don't know what I want, which is never true. I hate to break it to you, it is never true. If you don't know, who the hell knows, right? You have to know. So you have to take the steps in order to like figure out what it is that you want. But you have to really like get crystal clear on like whatever it is that you're wanting. And it can be anything. There are no limits on it. And that's another thing too, like be really unrealistic about your dreams. Why the hell would you want a dream that is something that you could achieve tomorrow? Like what a snooze fest. Boring, super boring. Dream for something that's bigger. Aim for something that feels, again, that like scary and that mix of scary and exciting. That mix is so important for motivation. It's so important for like that drive to keep going. It needs to be scary, because if it isn't, you have no skin in the game. If it doesn't scare you a little bit, then it is a colossal waste of your time, 90% of the time. Because it's not going to get you anything that you actually ultimately want. It's not going to make you feel the way you want to feel. It's not going to really move you forward in any way. It's just kind of like, eh. And who wants their dreams to be eh? 90% of the time, life can be pretty eh, right? When we're sitting in front of the television and we're just like binge watching garbage on Netflix and whatever else. And like that has become our trajectory. Like we go to work, we like have dinner, we watch TV, we go to sleep, eat, rinse and repeat. Like, there's enough meh that we can find in our day-to-day if we want to look for it. Why would you want your dreams to be there, right? Be unrealistic about what you want. Be really, really, really unrealistic. And then find a way over time, steps will start to present themselves to you as well, but like find a way to make it happen. And just know really what you want. And then know that you can take one small step towards it every single day. And then really believe, really, really, really believe that you are worthy of this. And like, this is always going to be the hardest thing, okay? The worthiness aspect. It is always going to be the biggest obstacle, because we all have dreams. We all have these kinds of inner worlds that are very rich, where we have these ideas of what is possible for us and what we could do. Everyone has that little like kernel inside of them. I really believe that. Everyone has this space where they hold the big, big dreams that they want to accomplish, okay? And the number one thing that stops us from going after them is believing that we're not worthy, or we're not smart enough, or we're not good enough, or we're not capable of making them happen. And so how do you sink into that step? Well, a lot of the magic is in the doing. So, and that sounds like bullshit, but it really is. One of the things that I was always afraid of was recording these podcasts. I'm going on week like 5 or 6 of recording them continuously, which is unheard of in all the years that I've had this podcast, and I've had it since 2018. And the reason why is because I always felt like I had nothing to say. And that's not true. I always have something to say. I was judging whether or not other people wanted to hear what I had to say. And that is not the same thing. So I allowed myself to be held back because I felt like what I had to say wasn't worth other people's time. And I can't possibly judge that. Other people have to judge whether or not what I have to say is worthy of their time, is worthy of their attention, is worthy of their energy, right? That's on other people to decide. If it's in my heart and it feels true and it feels valuable and I want to share it, then that is reason enough to go after it, to do it, right? And that's kind of what I'm getting at here. It's not up to you to like decide whether or not something is like valuable to somebody else. You just have to believe that because it matters to you, that is reason enough to go after it, whatever it might be, okay? Whatever that thing might be. And really believing that you are worthy of having it. And like I said, it starts in the doing, and you can also reframe the way that you're thinking, and you can also do a million other things. And for this, if this is something that is really tripping you up, I can give you all of the podcast episodes in the world about worthiness. And I talk about it in almost every single episode of this podcast. Nothing is going to be more powerful than working with somebody one-on-one. And I really do mean one-on-one, because I have read books and I have done courses and I have listened to this, that, and the other thing, audiobooks, podcasts, and stuff like that. And nothing has had the impact on my life and my self-belief the way that being in a container with someone has. And I've done group work where it could be valuable, but it can be hit and miss, which is why I had said one-on-one, but group work could also be really valuable for this. But really put yourself in a position where someone is seeing you, okay? And somebody is able to reflect back the worthiness that you may not be able to see in yourself. And I understand that I am a coach, and you can take what I'm saying right now as like a really shameless bid to get you to like work with me. But I am saying it from like really the depths of my spirit and my own personal belief in the way that I choose to live my life, because I believe that it works. I am not saying this to like convince you to work with me. One, because I don't think I could convince you to work with me. I think that if you wanted to, you already would, right? I think that if it was something that was in your heart to do, you would know, and nothing I say or do is going to convince you otherwise. So I don't believe that that's possible, and I wouldn't do it in the first place. But because I have seen the power that being witnessed can have on somebody. And sometimes we just need to be in relationship with people. And maybe that's a friend or a family member. If you are lucky enough to have that support system, God bless you, and be grateful every day that you do, because not everybody has access to that. But maybe it is a therapist. Maybe it is a counselor. Maybe it is a coach. Maybe it is a program where somebody can see you, like where somebody can really witness all of the magnificence that you are. And I say this as somebody who is actively in a program right now. I am in a group program. It's for Kundalini Yoga. I've talked about it like a million times now on the podcast. and it is changing my life. Like being in this group, being with other women, and being witnessed and witnessing them and seeing their journey and their trajectory is so powerful, because sometimes somebody will say something in this group that I was thinking but maybe didn't have the courage to say. Or somebody was sharing something that I forgot to share or that I didn't even realize was true for me. There is so much power in having that reflection happen, right? And really allowing somebody to see their own worthiness, and then really allowing yourself to see it and witnessing each other as you grow through this journey. It is insane how that can change your life. So I really do believe that there's power in that. And when it comes to unworthiness, just because it is so sticky, I genuinely believe that we could read all of the books that we want, but until we really have somebody see us, it's very difficult to let that go. because the book is not there witnessing what you're actually going through. It's the book can be there and it can give you tips, and if you can implement them, you will have success. Absolutely, there is value in everything. I would not negate anything. So if you want to try it, you do that. But there is a power in somebody being able to see you as inherently worthy, and you being able to see yourself through their eyes. So that is something that I would really, really recommend. So to recap this episode, which is way long, the podcasts are much longer now than they used to be. And I'm, from a certain point of view, I'm really sorry for that, because I do want them to be bite-sized. But to recap, please, please, please dream a bigger life for yourself. Dream as big as humanly possible and get really honest about what you actually want. Not what your mom wants for you, not what your sister wants, not what your friends are doing, not what your husband wants or your partner wants or whatever. No, what you want, okay? Give yourself permission to actually want it, okay? Believe that you are worthy of having it. Be completely unrealistic about it, because nobody wants boring ass dreams. That should be a new hashtag. Hashtag no boring ass dreams. If you know, you know. And then fucking go for it, because you deserve it, because you fucking well deserve it. You absolutely, wholeheartedly, 100% deserve to live a life that you love. You really, really do. So I hope this podcast was episode. Oh my God. What is happening to me today? Sorry. I hope this podcast was helpful. And if you liked it, please leave a review or subscribe or rate or whatever it is that people do with podcasts on whatever platform that you're listening to it. I would really, really appreciate that. And if you do feel the nudge to work together, I would be so happy to talk to you about that. You can reach me at Candace Alicia on Instagram, at Candace Alicia Coaching on Facebook, and on my website, www.candicealicia.com. That's CandiceAlicia. So yeah, I hope you have an amazing week, and I will see you next week on the podcast. Ciao.